7:50 to go here in the second quarter. On the third down, Bulldogs with the ball. Taking the snap. Fakes the double reverse this time. Going to keep it 11. Jake Warwick's got some room. Makes a few moves and will pick up. Might be close to that first down.
Boy, a little shake and bake down there by Jake Warwick.
Nice.
That was a nice move. Little shoulder shake and a little shimmy picked up an extra 7 yards for him on that one.
Well, the reverse play that they ran, just the play earlier, that was called back. They ran that play again, only this time the lead back that came around kept the ball. And that was Jake Warwick. He faked the handoff. Of course, you got to keep an eye on David Binder. And then when he took off on the right side, took a couple Caseville Eagles with him. But a nice run by Jake Warwick off the left side. Good fake to the right. But you know what? Caseville Eagles are not going to bite on that one.
No. Nice tackle in there by number 15, Zach Gerstenberger. He was right there. He wasn't falling for anything.
Dan Good with the carry. It'll be second down and we got to work our tower. If we're a little delayed here, guys, we're kind of looking between some beams here.
Looks like about eight.
There
second
you go.
Second eight, second nine.
6:48 to go here in the second quarter. Bulldogs with the ball. They're knocking out the door. Pitch back to the halfback out of the I formation. 11, Jake Warwick, and the Eagles are on top of them. Cole Simmons, one of the defenders on top of Warwick. Yeah, I don't think he picked up anything on that one, Chad.
No, Drew Lepick, number 44, got a hold of him, and then Cole Simmons came and finished him off, and they didn't get anything. Might have maybe lost a foot or two.
Time for the Eagles defense to dig in. 6:13 to go here in the second quarter. 14-0, Owen Gage Bulldogs on top. Parents' night here at Owen Gage High School. How's that wind doing up there? We still the same wind we started with.
Yep, still blowing.
Lone back is Adam Redford, number 32. In motion's 34, fakes the handoff. It's going to be a pass wide open in the end zone is number 30, Dan Good.
Nobody within 5 yards of him on that play.
No one. Wide open play. At 5:47. The Owen Gage Bulldogs put a few more on the scoreboard to score 20-0 here in the first half.
I tell you though, when you march the ball like Owen Gage and you throw that play action pass in there, it's going to be effective.
Yes. Going for the extra point out of the I formation. Handoff up the middle to 34. David Binder, I don't know what the Caseville Eagles defense was doing on that one. It looked like they stood there and they didn't even know the ball was snapped. And here it comes, and Binder kind of walked it all the way to the goal line.
Yeah, he just kind of took a step in there. And
I saw the Eagles all stand up, and they all had a good view of it, but nobody made a move.
I was looking for a flag.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
I thought maybe the whistle blew. We didn't hear it.
Well, 5:47 to go, 22-0 the score. Owen Gage Bulldogs on top. We'll take a quick break. Right back after these. Well, I guess we're not going to take a break. We had a little laptop problem here. Technology. That's okay because we're ready already for the kickoff.
It's great when it works, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it does work. Yeah, when it works nice. You know, when it doesn't work, you know, you're not going to pull out the crescent wrench. That's why we bring a board op with us so we can just keep talking.
That's right.
5:47 to go here in the second quarter. 22-0. Owen Gage Bulldogs on top. Let's see how again did, let's see, Owen Gage Bulldogs. I'm just going to go to Paul Adams and Seth Stapleton. And what did they pick for tonight? Let me see. Caseville and Owen Gage. Oh, both of these guys both picked Caseville. Okay. Well, Caseville's not out of it.
No, not by any means.
No, they can move around. Here we go. Kickoff and kicked only about 20 yards, 25 yards there by Jake Wright. Kicks it out of bounds, and the Caseville Eagles will take over. It'll be first and 10 on about the 35-yard line, so good field position here.
5:45 left in the half.
It is nice when we have any opportunity to make fun of Paul and Seth.
Any opportunity. Even when we don't have the opportunity, it's fun.
Right, we can make something up.
5:45 to go here in the second quarter, 22-0. Owen Gage Bulldogs on top. Caseville Eagles with the ball. I think we just might see that ball come up in the air a little bit more. They've got to make up the Eagles. That has got to make up some time here and some space and some numbers. Out of the pro set, Caseville Eagles with the ball. Hands up to the fullback. Boy, there was a blast up the middle by number 34, Cole Simmons. But the Bulldogs were all there lined up. 34, 32 in on that one. David Binder, Adam Redford blocking that lineup.
Yeah, lots of red jerseys filling that hole.
75, Derek Harp. Boy, he took a big hit right there, just plugged that line. Derek Harp took on about two linemen in the fullback and stood all three of them up. So it'll be second and nine, Caseville Eagles with the ball. Onto the pro set. Quarterback looks. The pass was tipped and almost intercepted by number 80, Derek Vincent, for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. They were looking for a short pass off the left side, about a 10-yard pass. And here comes that defender. I think that might have been 34. Was that Cole Simmons or Cole Simmons maybe coming out of the side? Or
Dave Binder.
Dave Binder?
Yeah, Dave Binder.
Come in on the quarterback. Excuse me, came in after Gertzenberger.
There wasn't an inch between the ball and Derek Vincent's hands.
And Dan Good was right there, ready to pick it up. Dan Good and Derek Vincent. That's some big height to try to throw over top of those guys. And here we go again, going deep. But the pass is short.
Incomplete. Yeah. Alice had his man beat, but the pass ended up being thrown a little bit short. You know that we're going to see some passing. I mean, this Caseville team, this is a team that just put up 74 points on Merritt last week. So
wow.
You know they're capable of getting in the end zone.
And when you're scoring those kind of points, 22-0 seems like quite a big spread.
Right.
But you know what? When you put it into the eight-man game,
there's a lot of room
that can happen like that. So it's going to be fourth down. Caseville Eagles will kick. Has the ball spotted on the 35-yard line. There's a snap, good snap. Back to kick and a good punt away by the Eagles. And it's going to go out of bound on the opposite 45-yard line, and the Bulldogs will take over. First and 10 with 4:53 to go here in the second quarter.
That punt got up in the air and it just kind of carried right out of bounds, and it looked like it was going to go a lot farther than it actually did. Owen Gage is going to have real good field position about midfield, aren't they?
We got it up there, and I was waiting for the wind to grab that ball and take off. He really got a good kick out of it, but just came down like a rock. So here we go, right on the 50-yard line, 4:53 to go here in the second quarter, first and 10. Out of the I formation, Bulldogs quarterback drops back to pass, looking wide open, and a pass into the hands of number 30, Dan Good. What a pass.
That was just
10, 20, 30-yard reception.
Perfectly thrown ball.
And good coverage there, right on top of him was Cole Simmons. I mean, you couldn't have played him any tighter on the defense. He was right in his face, and great pass, great reception, good defense all around. And good thing Simmons was there, because he would have broke that one away for the touchdown.
Oh, absolutely.
4:46. Well, we knew we were going to see Jake Wright airing that thing out, and he's got a good arm, nice spiral on that ball. Out of the I formation, handoff going off a left tackle. Number 34, Binder again, the ball carrier, will pick up a few.
Boy, going back to that pass, I'll tell you, Cole Simmons could go back to Coach Pierce and say, Coach, what do I do? And I would have to think he would say exactly the same thing.
Do what you did.
Yeah.
That was just a perfectly thrown ball, a 30-yard pass off the left side, running right down the left hash mark. And the Bulldogs are moving the ball. We're on about the 15-yard line. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Hand off to the left side. Got some room. Number 11 breaking through is number 11, Jake Warwick, the sophomore for the Bulldogs. Going to be just short of the goal line.
Yep, he came out of that backfield real quick coming off the left side. Finally got run out of bounds, it looks like, but he was moving.
Nice run off a left tackle there, number 57, Devin Lorenz. junior for the Bulldogs.